Welcome to the Daily News Brief for this Tuesday. It is, yes, October 6th, 2020. This is Mike Adams here, the Health Ranger. Thank you for joining me. The most significant story today, if I dare say so, is frankly this story I just put out that shows you how to make your own natural medicine nanoparticles using ionic silver combined with rosemary herb extract, which gives you rosmarinic acid, which has a very special property that allows it to, you could say, absorb oxidation reductions and basically bind with positively charged ionic silver without losing its own structural integrity as rosmarinic acid. In effect, this is a powerful antioxidant. It's also an antibacterial medicine that can treat drug-resistant bacteria, according to a science paper that I linked to today, and also is anti-inflammatory systemically, as well as potential for treating both neurological problems, cardiovascular problems, as well as cancer. Now, I know I've said a lot there, but why does this matter? What's the big deal? Because in today's story, I'm teaching you how to make it yourself for pennies. We came up with this in CWC Labs over the last, 18 months or whatever. I was reading these papers about green chemistry, and I was playing around with nanoparticle creation using ultrasonic cleaners for extraction and so on, and then how to make your own silver using silver coins with 27 volt battery pack. That's just 3 9-volt batteries stuck together. And it turns out that you can use silver plus rosemary extract to make AGNPs, which is ionic silver nanoparticles that have a rosemary molecule or rosmarinic acid molecule surrounding a payload of ionic silver, so that when you drink it, it goes into your body's cells, it's recognized as food because it looks like rosmarinic acid, and then as your cells absorb that, then it delivers a silver ion payload, which is toxic to bacteria as well as certain types of cancer cells. So the disclaimer on this is that this is experimental medicine. I'm not selling this. And I'm urging you to work with your naturopathic physician, you know, be safe, be cautious, get professional guidance if you're going to use this. But I have given you the recipe to make this yourself at home for pennies. That's the biggest story of the day. In fact, I wish people would even recognize how big of a deal this is. I'm giving you the recipe for making like amazing off-grid medicine. For mere pennies, you can do this at home, cost you almost nothing, and yet it's a multi-million dollar technology that the drug companies have been trying to perfect so they can deliver their drug payloads to specific tissues in your body. I just gave it away for free, and I'm showing you through videos and photos how to make this yourself. So if you haven't yet seen that, check it out at naturalnews.com. The story is Health Ranger unveils stunning natural medicine breakthrough, how to make your own green chemistry nanoparticle medicine at home to treat drug-resistant bacterial infections and more. It's really cool stuff. This is the geekiest but coolest thing that I've probably done this year. In any case, that's the biggest story. Let's move on, though, because I know we got a lot to cover. Scientists and lawyers are now coming together to rein in medical tyranny and laboratory science fraud. So there's pushback all around the world, in Germany, even in other places, in Switzerland and in America, against the COVID-19, you know, testing fraud, the lockdown fraud, the fraud against hydroxychloroquine, and so on. There is pushback by some people in the science establishment, and that is healthy to see. And we've got that story up on naturalnews.com. So now, leftists who claim to be all about love and tolerance and inclusiveness, and they say Black Lives Matter. And then when Trump gets COVID-19, they scream, "Die, Trump, die," you know, because that's how violent they actually are. Isn't it amazing how quickly their fakery of being compassionate and loving goes away when Trump gets the virus? All of a sudden, they wish death upon their president because that's who they really are. All right, new documents have been declassified showing that Obama knew about the Russia collusion hoax and the activities of the FBI, James Comey, the FISA warrant fraud, and so on. In fact, the DNI now has declassified new documents today that we haven't yet had a chance to cover. But what's happening is that Ratcliffe, the DNI, is declassifying documents every few days that are showing that Obama and Hillary Clinton are treasonous criminals. And so was James Comey and John Brennan and so on. These are treasonous criminals. They clearly now all need to be arrested and charged with treason. And perhaps that day is coming. We will see. But in the meantime, it's becoming abundantly obvious that they committed criminal treason against the United States of America and against President Trump and his staff members. Okay, COVID-19 has been a boon for the gun industry, seeing record sales. We've talked about this before. We know that gun sales are through the roof. We know that ammo sales are through the roof. Nobody can even find ammunition anymore, it seems, which makes me feel pretty good with all the ammo that I'm sitting on. You know, you've heard me talk about it for years, like buy ammo, because it's going to become more valuable than gold. And now it's tripled in price. So pretty good return on your investment. Not that you want to sell any of it at this point, but with a civil war coming, everybody wants guns and ammo. So I'm glad you got all your guns and ammo before all that happened. That was smart on your part. Up to 70% of the KN95 masks from China don't meet health standards, experts warn. That's right. The masks made in China? Wait a minute. Don't tell me. They have no quality control. Oh, are we surprised? Are we surprised that a bunch of communists are taking shortcuts on quality and selling inferior crap products that actually cause disease because they allow infections to spread instead of stopping them? No, we're not surprised, because that's communism. That's China. This is probably their plan, to sell us defective masks and see how many people get infected. And by the way, I've just someone told me on Brighton.social that 123 people now have been infected at the White House. It sounds like a bio attack took place right around the first debate. And it got Trump, and it got Hope Hicks, and it got, you know, all these people, senators and other people. Now it's 123 people. That's a bio attack. It's not just random chance, by the way. Okay, more than half of U.S. states are unable to pay their debts. 39 out of 50 states don't have enough money to pay their bills. Huh. I wonder why. Oh, you mean because they locked down their economies and crushed all their revenues? Now they want to beg Trump for a federal bailout using more fiat currency money printing by the Federal Reserve. Trump is saying no. He has announced today he's going to delay any further negotiations on a stimulus deal until after the election. I think this is genius. Trump is a genius. He's like, guess what? You guys are going to go bankrupt because you shut down your cities, you shut down your states, you shut down your economies. We're not going to bail you out. Why should we? Why should the rest of the country bail out, you know, California or New York or New Jersey or Chicago for that matter? Doesn't make any sense. All right, Johnson & Johnson has kicked off trials for a new one-dose coronavirus vaccine that's actually built on the shell of, I think, an adenovirus. Not exactly the coronavirus, but somehow it's supposed to work. Who knows? Half the time, these vaccine companies are just fabricating everything. But this company says that it's going to be one dose only, one shot, and then you're immune. Yeah, one shot, and then you're immune because you're dead, and the virus doesn't infect dead people. Huh, what an amazing cure. Okay, I'm kidding, but maybe not. I don't know, we'll see. We'll see how many people die from these vaccine shots once they get released. Like, who are the morons that are going to line up to take these things? Like, here, me first. Yeah, you human lab rat, you guinea pig, you like vaccine suicide person. What's wrong with you? But whatever, if they want to line up and be injected first, we shouldn't stop them, because they're not exactly the kind of people that you know, are going to be good for the future of human society, are they? If they're that stupid, right? Okay. So after fleeing socialism, some immigrants now fear for America's future because they're seeing the same pattern rolled out here in America that they fled from. You know, the left-wing tyranny, the culture wars, the obedience demands, how you're fired from your job if you say you support the president, all these kinds of things that radical leftists do. They're warning signs. James O'Keefe has released a video. Well, actually, this was yesterday, about Mark Kelly, who's running for Senate in Arizona. He deceives Arizona voters on gun control intentions. Gretchen Whitmer's lockdown orders in Michigan will no longer be enforced by law enforcement in that state because the Supreme Court of Michigan has struck them down. But Whitmer, being the crazy witch tyrant that she is continuing to scream for people to lock down and don't go outside and whatever else. So crazy. She's crazy. She can cry and scream all she wants, but you know, Americans want to be free. Okay, your tax dollars are being used by Homeland Security to fund anti-white racism. So they've given all this grant money to groups that claim they're opposing white supremacy, but they're really just attacking people for being white. So there's more anti-white bigotry out there. Crazy. Okay, the Palmer House Hilton Hotel is being hit with a foreclosure. I think, is that in Chicago? You probably know better than I do. I don't go visit hotels. But anyway, the hotels are collapsing. About two-thirds of them are going to be bankrupt here soon in just a few more months. Pope Francis is pushing global communism as the solution for the COVID-19 pandemic. So we have this fake pope. He's actually a demon-worshipping, you know, minion of Satan who pretends to be the pope. And he's pushing LGBT transgenderism. He's pushing gay marriage. He's pushing communism. Yeah, maybe one day we'll talk about the conspiracy of how they got rid of the previous pope and it was all just this big fraud. And they brought in this Pope Francis, who is a globalist puppet, to deceive the Catholics. But of course, the Catholics who are awake already know that this guy, Francis, he's working for the devil. he's not the real pope. He's a shadow of a pope. He's Satan's pope or something. But that's about it. Those are the stories for today. Thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com. Be sure to check out brighteon.social to stay up to date with more news as it's posted throughout the day. Thanks for listening.